Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets. On this week's episode, what do we have, Vince?
We have got, for only the second time ever in the Sheets history, guests in the studio.
But the first one, two guests, yeah.
Two guests, so play the music. They wake up in the morning and brush their
teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep. So welcome back, so go on, Vince.
Right, so we have got, this week's episode is all around online dating. So we thought we have residents who live near to our studio, who met online. Rose and Malcolm, welcome to Two Random Sheets.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
All right. I'm fine.
Right, okay, so as I said, we are going to talk about online dating. We have got questions. Yes. It's the same list of questions. I've done lots of prep. Anything you don't want to answer, don't answer it.
That's the first time I've seen these questions.
There's nothing too near the mark, though, as well, but we all need to speak about
it. Well, that one is a bit dodgy. Six.
Is it? What's it say?
Is that anal?
Shut up. You always bring that up. So, let's just get a little bit of background first. Malcolm, how old are you?
69.
You're 69. Rose, you had a special birthday last year. It was your 80th, wasn't it?
70.
Oh, 70. Oh, was it? I thought it was your 80th.
70 was you?
Yeah.
So he's toy boy. Malcolm's your toy boy?
Yeah.
Toy boy.
But I look like I'm a bit older than me.
It's your 70th this year as well, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And you met... let's have a look. What's the first?
Are you in?
Yeah. So how long have you been together, and how did you meet?
Well, we've been together now what, 3 years?
3 years.
3 years. So you met 3 years ago, and it was online.
Online.
Yeah. Are you interested?
Is that what it was called? That was my next question. What was the name of the internet?
Oh, that's too.
Are you interested? Because there's loads of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
Was you on more than one site? The pair.
No, I was.
You was only on that.
I was not.
So Rose was just a big old flirt. What was you on? Plenty of Fish.
Plenty
of Fish, Tinder?
No, what's that other one? I've done Are You Interested, Plenty of Fish,
Couple of others.
All of them then.
Okay. But had you been on many dates, Mal?
No, I've only been on one, that was all.
And that was with Rose?
No.
Oh, you'd only been on one other date?
One other date.
And what about you, Rose? Had you been taking out about four dates? So what happened? Let's check me in. Yeah, I didn't even know I'd written that down. Have you had previous online dates? So what happened? How did it pan out? Tell us, either one of you.
Who clicked who? I was a naughty boy.
Right.
If you want to put it that way. I used to watch a porn show.
Oh, right.
And on the porn show...
And Rose was on it?
No.
No. I was watching other things. They were short stories.
Right.
And then at the bottom, it always used to come up, this person is trying to get in touch with you.
Right.
Yeah. So I'd be the nosy, I clicked on it. And it was, are you being interested?
Right.
So it was like a link to the website.
Yeah. So I just clicked on it, and you go through all these women.
People or men.
Because they asked me for your profile. I put my profile in. And when I started, for the pictures. Oh, well, that one's interesting. I'll press on that one. Get her a profile up. Don't fancy that one. It smokes. It drinks a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Not interested. So you clicked off with them.
Click the next one.
And one day, it come up. This lady come up, and I just clicked on it, and I thought,
too far away.
Because you lived in Oxford. Yeah.
You lived in Oxford.
But
you live
they
here.
Put me on the profile that I lived in Manchester.
So that
made you think a little bit.
Of course, when I put in, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet, but you're. Over 4 hours from me.
You're too far away.
So when you typed, are you interested? How soon was it that Rose replied? Like 4 seconds or?
No, I think it was the next day.
So how did it work from you both?
What do you mean I'm too far away?
So that was your first response, you're too far away?
Yeah.
That's what I wrote. And he said, oh.
It says Manchester.
Yeah.
All he put was, oh, one word.
Yeah, oh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
And then he said, can I meet you? And I said, well, yes.
Did you have to look at his picture and all this and see if you was interested?
Yeah, we had to go through the
Did pictures. He have a picture of Paul Newman up?
Yeah, let's get to one thing. I'm tight.
Right.
I did not join You Are Interested.
See, he didn't join.
Because some of the ladies you got interested in, they cut you off.
Wow.
Because you're not paying for their service.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm one of them people... Alright, I'm not tight as in tight, but I'm not going to pay for something
that you ain't going to get
anything out of it.
You know what I mean? You know, it's one of those, because when she said, oh, you can come up, so I said, yeah, I'll give it a whirl.
So what?
She said, oh, don't come Saturday, you can come up Sunday.
Well,
so I sat indoors, I thought, yeah, all right. So she gave me her address.
I was going to a party,
yeah, so...
Was that 75th?
No, I'm going to a pie.
So I put her a sat-nav in. I left up at 8 in the morning.
On the Sunday?
On the Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I took me time. I got right down.
He got to here.
He got lost. I know. Oh. I got down to the end of the M25, down where it's Junction 1.
He was going
to
turn around.
Come in, I was going to go straight back. I thought, no, this is not for me.
What, nervous?
Yeah. Oh. I was very
nervous. What?
So I thought, no, go on, keep going. So I kept going. I got down here and I thought, the McDonald's there, KFC down there. And I looked at the side, I thought, I can't turn left here, and the sat-nav's telling me where to go.
Ah.
I thought, oh, sod this, I'm going to go to the rear, I'm going to fuck off back.
He's going home, all the way in 3 hours.
But, he rang me.
I thought, sod it, I'll go round, I'll run her. Where are you? Because I wasn't quite sure where...
Yeah, that is true, you wouldn't know where you were.
So, she said, I'm just coming out. So
I came out and stood on the corner, and he came round.
You sharp it a leg?
Does he come round the corner? No, I told him, come round. And then parked his car in.
Parked his car in?
Yeah.
Right, what time did you get here?
About 10:30.
Oh, so it didn't take long then?
About 3 hours.
Two hours. From Oxford to Kent.
And what did you do when you first met? What did you do when you...
Where did you go in there?
No.
Did he come in?
Yeah, I let
him. You let him in to your flat?
Yeah.
Right.
You ordered him something to eat?
I do.
All right.
But the others, I've
not. Did you let him get to first base?
Aye? The first base is open hands, isn't it?
Little snog, isn't it? Little kissy kiss.
No.
There's none of that going on.
No.
He sat on one set.
That's the rudest question you've got.
Shut your mouth, don't tell him what happened after that.
So you sat, what, your cup of tea?
KFC, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, KFC.
We chatted a lot and then we went over and had KFC.
Yeah.
And we come back and chat again.
It was getting on to 8:30. I said, I'll have to go soon. I said, I'm on my own.
He said to me,
that's like 12 hours almost later, 10 hours later.
Yeah. We were chatting about all different stuff, weren't we?
Yeah.
What was your in first thoughts?
What was
she? She let me in the flat, so she must have thought it was all right.
Well, I could get on with him.
Oh, you feel like you clicked getting on?
I could get on with him.
All right.
Where the others,
it was a bit
of a struggle. The
other
three, I couldn't.
Yeah.
How about you, Malcolm? What was your first thought?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
It was blank.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that just a nerve thing, do you think?
I think it was, yeah.
Because you still get nervous, it don't matter what age or anything.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be normal.
I've done 28 years of coach driving.
Yeah.
And I was used to passengers.
Yeah.
Talking to passengers because I was on tour of them.
Yeah.
But to do something ordinary.
And one-on-one.
It's
strange environment as well.
Very different.
That is true.
Yeah.
So then what happened? 8 o'clock he went?
No.
Oh, no.
Stayed the night.
No!
First night!
Oh.
Where did he stay?
That's an ancient.
In my bed.
In the bed first night?
In the bed. Fully clothed.
I'm not saying.
we don't
need... In the morning, we got up, he rang me to my son-in-law's because I had to take my granddaughter to London.
Oh, right.
She was having her teeth...
Orthodontist thing.
So I had to go there.
So you dropped her there and then you went on?
Yeah.
When I went into my son-in-law's, he said,
you got a big smile on your face.
No, he said to me, why, he says, is that man your new boyfriend? I went, yeah. He said, well, why didn't he come in for a cup of tea? I said, because he's got to go home.
Yeah.
So you already decided right then he was your boyfriend?
No, and at the time, I said he, and then I didn't hear from him for a few days, did I?
No.
Were you playing hard to get?
No, I can't remember, if I phoned you or you phoned me.
You phoned me.
I said, would you like to come up at the weekend?
That's right. I'll come and get you.
She said to me, she says, yeah, I'll get on the bus. I said, no, you won't.
Get on the bus. Kent to Oxford.
Well, no,
listeners, Google Kent to Oxford bus routes. Trust me, they don't
exist. I was going to go on the National Express.
National Express.
When your life's in a mess.
Well, Oxford National Express don't go to Oxford.
Oh, do they?
Oh, they still don't go to Oxford. Oh,
they don't.
So you can't get there unless it's on the train.
Yes, you do.
You get the train
to Victoria.
Yeah.
Walk up towards Victoria Coach Station. You've got two bus stops. One is the Oxford Tube. The other one is the Oxford Bus
Company. But he would have told me anyway.
Yeah.
Still sounds like a mission.
He come to
me. I was going to come up
on Saturday morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
No,
and pick her up.
Right.
She said, no, you come on the Thursday and I'll come down on the Friday.
There a week.
You went to Wales.
So you came on the Thursday, stayed over on the Thursday night.
Right, and then took her back up to Oxford on the Friday.
To Oxford on the Friday.
And then I brought her back the following Saturday, didn't I?
No, you brought me back the following Saturday.
Oh, a week later?
But I've been to Wales for a week.
So you went to Wales for a week in the meantime?
And I went...
What, you both went to Wales?
No, me.
Oh. She's meeting someone else?
I met this other guy down in Wales.
What, in between all this going on?
No, I never knew him then.
Oh, okay. So you had a week away in Wales and then a week away in Oxford?
Yeah.
Blimey.
And I went missing. The police were called in.
No.
Yeah, do you not know this story? Tell us this story.
Tell us this story.
I met this guy online, right, before Malcolm.
Right.
George's name was. And he lived in Surrey.
Right.
Right. Well, he says to me, I see him a couple of times. And then he said, do you want to come to my place and stay for a couple of days, weekend?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, all right. But I said, you'll have to come on Friday. I said, because I've got doctor's appointment. I never had this doctor's here. I was down Slade's Green at the time.
All right, okay.
Well, he called. He said, I'll be there about 11 o'clock. I said, okay. Well, anyway, I've just got back indoors here. And I've just put my keys down on the table. My phone was there. He buzzed me buzzer.
Right.
So he was early. Are you ready? Right. So I picked up the bag, left the phone, had my other keys in my hand, and my handbag, picked that up and just walked off.
Left everything there?
Well, left everything in there. Well, the kids went mad, and I was going down the motorway, and I went, oh, shit, I said, I've left my phone on the table. I said, the kids go mad because I don't ring them
to
tell them where I am.
Yeah.
Right. So I said, oh, one day I ain't going to kill them. I'll go home Sunday morning. They won't worry about it. Well, Sunday morning, and I was in the motor coming home, and we come through London Way,
because
he was showing me around London. And the phone rang. It was the police on the phone.
What, they rang his phone?
Missing person.
Yeah, they had my phone, because his number was in my phone. Well, they phoned all the people I had on there. I had this right? They phoned him. They phoned the bloke up in Derby, what I used to see.
It's a list of them.
Right? I had them all in this phone.
About 104 contacts.
Law had phoned them all to find out where I was.
Well, at least they're doing a good job.
Right? They took my laptop. They took a photo of me.
Yes, I suppose they thought you'd been abducted.
They took a hair... My hairbrush.
Here's your DNA.
I took all that.
Yeah.
My kids were doing all that, in and out of here, all day, Saturday and Sunday. She's left her keys hanging up on the door. They were the spare.
And it was totally innocent, wasn't it?
When I came home here, the policeman was sitting on the wall out there.
Ah.
He said, you're naughty, you are. He said... You need a smack bottom. And I said, why, are you going to do it?
Oh, now she's got his number.
Right. And he said, come on, young lady. He said, we'll sort this out down home. So that all the men that were there, my son-in-laws and George and all the others were left out here. All the women had to go down my flat, my daughter-in-law, my daughters, all down my flat. And they're going on, they're going to town at me. And I went, that's it. I said, I've had enough now. I've had a belly full of you.
You've broke the chair, bro.
No, it's already broken.
That's a
broken copper, he was in there in front of me. And he said, you should let people know where you're going. I said, one night. I said, I left the damn phone.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy mistake.
I said,
it's an easy mistake.
I'm 68 year old.
Describe the circumstances.
I went, I'm 68 year old. I said, I brought you fucking lot up. That's the girls. I said, let me have a peace and quiet.
Yeah, yeah, doing something for you. Even if you didn't have the phone.
He went, the copper didn't know what to say.
He pretended he got a corner on the radio, didn't he? I've got to go.
He said, he went to the girls, she think I should give her back her laptop. I said, yes, you do. I said, that's private. I said, you shouldn't have been looking in it.
Oh.
I went, copper. He didn't know what to say to me.
So what happened? So you've had your...
So you went to Oxford for the week.
Yeah.
Right, and then what happened?
Well, we come home.
Spent 6 weeks here, 6 weeks there.
Yeah, we sat down all the time.
And I was in a private place, I had a manager at Alan Ward on site 24/7.
They didn't like people staying over.
Their attitude was, don't make the same mistake you've already made once.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
I had.
Yeah.
You know, I got in with another lady, which was...
Didn't
go very well.
No.
Anyhow, I only went in for the day. She wanted to marry me on the way back.
Oh, this was a previous date on India?
Yeah.
Oh. Where one date was wanted to marry?
He said she snored in as well. She snored out.
I stayed one night.
With her?
I never had a night's sleep. I was awake all night.
Too much snoring?
Yeah.
Weren't my bed, was it?
I've never seen a woman snore like that.
I'll do your recording tonight, Bev.
Anne, you can compare it. Once you met
Anne, did you know?
No, I never. She kept ringing, didn't she? She rang him up and I said,
because I was driving. I said,
hello, on the phone. She went, you rang me. I said, I never. So she said, yes, you did. She said, Malcolm rang me. I made out I didn't know Malcolm, did I? I said, I don't know Malcolm. I said, you've got my phone number. I said, that ain't him. I said, and I don't even know who you're talking about. So she put it down, didn't she?
Yeah.
Then we pulled up in Oxford and she rang again. And I said, look here, you. My husband will think I'm having an affair. Or I should think he's having an affair. Please do not ring this number again, okay? She never rang no more, did she?
Did she ring no more?
She never rang no more.
But she wanted to marry you after one date?
One day. Well, no, it had been going on for about a fortnight.
Oh, okay. And she wanted marriage?
No, I took her in for the day and I thought, and on the way back, and she wanted to marry me. She says, my name would look very nice, she said. Anne Patford, yes, she'd go very well.
Being
married.
Yeah.
I said, I had the night there and that was enough. I just blew it out.
So you started.
I wasn't rude to the lady.
Yeah, you did it politely.
You took the key back. Said sorry, but it's not working.
So you started travelling, doing a few weeks here and a few weeks up at Oxford and what have you. So at what point did? So how long after that was it that you said, right, okay, Malcolm, you're moving, or you decided?
No, I said to Rosa, if I'm going to move in, I said we have got to do our finances properly.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I said you've got to work out what you're going to lose. And what I can earn.
Yeah.
So we sat down one day and we worked all, put it all on paper, because I knew she'd lose about £100.
Mm.
I said, right, well, this is what I get. I said, so right, I will give you £100 a week, a month, when I get paid. That will pay for your bills, what you have to pay for.
Oh, my catalogue.
I said, I'll give you another £100 for savings.
Mm. Okay.
I said, I will then will pay all the rent.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll pay the gas. Well, we don't pay gas.
Electric.
She said, well, she said, I've got to put something towards it. She said, I will pay for the food. I said, well, fair enough.
Okay,
I'm going to say we've done it ever since.
So you worked.
And the thing that really annoyed me one day, she came to me, she said, can I borrow £10?
I was a bit short.
And I went, absolutely ballistic.
Mm.
I said, I do not borrow money to anybody.
Yeah.
If you want money,
you can have it.
Ask me.
Yeah.
I said, if I got it, you can have it. If I ain't got it, you can't have it.
Was that your first argument?
We never argued.
Never yet till, was it last night, I had a bit of a blow up with her over the laptop.
Oh, she
has got a ban up and bought two new laptops.
No,
and
iPads,
and she got a very bad habit of being on it 24/7. And that is annoying me.
Right,
I'm not buying for that.
No, because it's
it's
not a beat my bubble.
Then games are addictive, isn't they?
They said it's not a bubble.
But I do think it does ruin the art of conversation.
It does.
Plays bubble, which Bev does, doesn't it?
It does.
It ruins the art of conversation.
I know.
That's another episode for another day.
He's way in front of me on bubble witch.
So you're trying to catch him up.
I'm like that.
You're a bit competitive, right?
I've told her. It's got to stop. I'm not being nasty. It's got to stop.
Yeah. It's got to calm down a bit.
Because it's getting between us.
You can't have that. Especially if you haven't had any sort of fallout previously over the last 3 years.
I said to her, where do you want to go on holiday?
Yeah.
We decide together and I pay for it.
We're going to.
I don't ask her to pay for the holidays.
Blackpool.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I'm lucky because I've got Oxford, which I do for nothing.
Yeah.
Or I buy them your meat for letting us stay there. I've got my son who lives in Blackpool, never charges me.
Oh, there we go.
And I've got, we go to Mallorca, don't we, once a year for 10 days.
Yeah, we do go last year.
And then we're off to...
I'm off to Ardenwhite in July, which I'm treating my grandson to.
I'm going there in August, Ardenwhite.
Well, see, my attitude is, I always book an 8-berth caravan.
Devon,
we're robbed. And there's only me
there.
So if somebody wants to tag along, they're quite right, they get a free holiday.
What do you reckon? Should we go?
No, it's full up this time.
His grandson.
And we're giving her daughter.
So what about your family? So you've got only what?
I've got two boys and one girl.
So you've got two boys and one girl, and you've got about 19 kids, four girls, four boys. God, didn't you have a telly?
I did. I didn't know you had eight.
How did your families react in regards to when you got together and when you said, right, Malcolm's moving in? Well, obviously, you probably met each other's families and whatever.
My son is really happy, isn't he?
Yeah.
My elder son, Wayne.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, I'll see you at the front.
Yeah.
Because he even said to me, straight to my face, he said, "You've done my mum proud."
Oh, well, that's nice.
She said, "I've never seen her so happy."
Oh, that's nice.
The girls are fine with them, aren't they?
They're doing the sandwiches.
Is there anyone opposed to your relationship?
Or has anyone ever spoken out and said?
The only one that's a little bit awkward is my youngest.
Right.
Because he's mummy's boy.
He's a mummy's boy. Yeah. He don't hardly talk.
He's the one I joke
about. Right.
He sort of don't talk to me, does he? Much. You say hello and that's it.
Yeah, be as civil as he needs to be, but no more. Yeah.
But he's got to realise that me and him now, we see her, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
We go to Oxford.
Yeah, because she's not well, is she?
Yeah, he's here, yeah.
Oh, your wife,
I'm not saying what's wrong with her.
We see his ex.
Because I can't prove it.
She says to us the other day, we was up, when did we go up there? We done
a Sunday
barbecue we went up to. Went up on a Sunday, come back on a Monday.
And how's she?
And
she said, good night.
She says, hello, all right. She says to me, and she says to us when she left, bye, see you again.
Yeah, because it can get really nasty, it can get really awkward, can't it, I suppose?
We have some
laughs. We don't say nothing.
When I first took Rose to Oxford to meet my great-grandchildren, I laugh. One of them, the oldest, he says, Miss Rosemary.
Could not say my name, could they? Now, the four of them, they give me a cuddle, they give me a kiss.
Yeah.
Good night, Rosemary. Good night, Rosemary, innit? And the four of them, they sort of... Because I've had so many children myself, right? I've got the patience with children. I have got patience with kids. And we was up there one Christmas, weren't we?
Yeah.
One Boxing Day. And they says to me,
what's he like?
Rosemary,
he does it sometimes.
Rosemary said, can you read this book? Oh, I had four of them on the floor in front of me. Reading about six books.
So what's that? That's your great grandchildren.
He wouldn't do it.
So you've got four kids.
I am ready to book.
Three kids. How many grandchildren?
But I,
I got three kids.
Three kids.
I got two.
Rosie's going to be
You can work yours out. And all
I've got four grandchildren.
Four grandchildren.
I'm out, I know.
I have also got...
And you've got great grandchildren.
One, two, three, four... I've got four great-grandchildren as I know of. I know for a fact I could have another six.
Another six.
Right,
okay. My son, oldest
17 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren.
Oh.
Yeah, I was expecting a big return. If there's eight kids, you're not going to have two grandchildren, are
My oldest son, he got...
Has he been a bit naughty, has he?
Yeah, he got in touch with a girl. He got her pregnant twice.
So that's two.
Three times in the end. So
that's three.
He had two boys and a girl, and they've all got kids now.
So
I've never, I've only ever seen the two boys.
That's a family tree and a half, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen the two boys twice, I think, or three times.
Well, okay.
But the, I know for a fact I've met them and they have got other children.
Yeah.
I see them on Facebook, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, Facebook you see a lot now. So going forward, what do you think the future holds for you two?
Not a lot.
Rose?
I live in, well, I was told.
We live day by
would you,
day.
Would you get married?
No.
No.
Never.
You, you, how many times have you been
twice
married?
Twice I've been married.
And you've been married twice.
Why would you get married?
Be so heavy, leave it as it
is. We are good mates.
Right. Yeah. My first husband, I came back after being to Bulgaria, I come back here, and I met my first husband, right? He was living here. I moved in here with my husband, and he died,
right?
He died, he had a stroke and died.
Right.
Then I was with John, that's little John, my junkie boy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
His father, I lived with his father for 8 years, and he went off, but he went off with a man, not a woman.
Oh, did he?
A man,
oh.
Right? And then my third husband, when I went up to Bulgaria. Yeah, that's my second. The second one was John, but I wasn't married to him.
Oh, sorry, I apologise.
My third bloke is Brian, that lives in Bulgaria.
He was the Bulgarian.
Oh,
he
sorry.
Married a Bulgarian.
Boy or girl?
He's married to a woman.
Oh, okay.
But she had four children. She's 40 and he was 70 at the time.
Oh.
Mm.
See, when I was online, I was looking for a lady.
Yeah, we're all up for that.
Roughly the same as what I wanted. I didn't want no more kids.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go getting attached to a woman
who's like after
age
or something.
Yeah. To me, I've retired.
You've done your kid bit.
That's it. I want an easy life.
But you had a life. You was a coach driver.
I was a coach driver for 28 years.
What did you do, Rose? What was your career?
I was a cleaning supervisor.
A cleaning supervisor. Is that your like main job throughout your life?
Plus bringing up six kids.
I was a cleaner at first, and then they made me supervisor.
Right. Okay.
And I've been like that since.
And so, as you just said, it's like your mates. I mean, you know, with the no marriage aside, which I completely understand and what have you.
I'll say it's to like, him,
and I think whether you get married, when you're with someone, I think you've got to be mates. I think.
Yeah, you need to be mates.
You
definitely.
Need to be mates. Well, I don't necessarily mean before you really have a relationship.
I don't care what you do. We have never had sex.
Right.
Oh, it's a curveball right into the episode.
But the thing is, I would like to have sex,
okay.
But I can't have sex.
Right.
Kill him.
Because if I had sex, it would kill me.
Right.
Oh, really? My breathing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why I said, we're going to be staying mates, I hope for quite a long, because 7 years ago, I was given 15 months.
Yeah, I remember this.
To 15 years.
Yeah.
Well, I've done six.
Yeah.
And my attitude now is, if I go to bed,
day by day,
and I get up the next morning, that's another day.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to.
And you're spending it with Rose, who's making you happy as well. So
I've never been so happier.
And he's never had so much money in his pocket.
Yeah. Well, you can buy two iPads.
You know,
he must have some.
You know what I mean?
They're rented.
He's always got money, ain't you?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I've never.
If it's working out for both of you, then why upset the apple cart?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When
happy.
He was with his missus, she took every penny he had, giving him £10 a week.
Mm.
To live on.
Yeah,
that's all he ever
so
had.
Even in later years, it just proves that things can get better. So would you? So let's say.
Hang on a minute. On that sex thing, has the doctor told you you do that? You're gone.
Yeah. No, I can't do it. But I'm risking my own life.
He's resting.
I know it my own self.
Yeah.
If we talk, you know,
it's the pressure on
around,
my chest.
We play around sometimes, and he gets out of breath just playing around.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's terrible.
She's only got to lean on me.
If I lean on him,
lean on me.
When he's like you're that. Strong,
oh, just I'll lean on him,
your friend. If he goes, when he goes in the shower, he comes out the shower onto the bed. He's like that. He's terrible. He really is bad.
That's your COPD, isn't it?
Yeah. That's his COPD. Yeah.
I wouldn't recognise anybody.
That's what my mum had before she passed away. So I do know. I do know how
bad.
Because I saw it.
I know I've got to go. It's going to get to a stage where I will be on oxygen.
Yeah.
And then I'll know then. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Well, look at that woman up in that place.
I suppose they sent me to a pulmonary rehab, which is exercise. I can't do it.
Yeah. That's the trouble, isn't it? Because they say, and yeah, because my mum used to have the same thing. You've got to exercise because I've because you got you end up putting on a bit of weight, and they're like, well, no, if you exercise, but you can't breathe.
If you see the way they are up there where he went, I sat there and I sit in the corner watching them, and I said to him, there's no way you're going to do that. Mm. I said, because you're going to pass out.
Yeah.
And the first time she had him on a chair like that, and she said, lift your leg. He's going like that.
Yeah.
Now lift your arms. And she wanted him to do this on the chair. Yeah. He only done it twice. He nearly passed out.
He nearly out the door. And I passed out.
They picked him up, didn't they, off the chair, and said, oh, we'll take you back over to your partner. Yeah. Picked him up off the chair. He nearly collapsed on the floor. I ran over there to put him down again. Yeah. I said to her, what's doing? She said, well, I only asked him to put his hands in the air, and she said he nearly passed out. Can't do that.
Well, we've got a last question on this list.
What's that?
Would you recommend internet dating for couples in their twilight years?
It all depends which...
It depends. Because...
if it's a safe, recognisable
site.
Is,
on the internet, as I said, there is a lot of dodgy people.
There is a lot of people trying to make you spend money over.
That's true.
Yeah, I love you and all this lot, and the next week you.
I think we were lucky.
Oh, I'm in hospital. Can you send £300?
Yeah, because I know. I mean, one of our regular listeners, Anna Mary. Her husband, David, they met each other online. Although they're younger, they're like our age sort of thing.
All right.
They met each other online. And I know two or three other people, and they're married and everything. And I know two or three other couples that have met online. And their relationships are going great. But as you say, I think...
for every good story, there's probably
50 bad ones.
Probably, yeah.
Probably 100 bad
You're
ones.
Probably right,
do you know what I mean?
Well, I know of one. I was talking to a woman a long time ago. She was online talking to me. And she said to me... watch what you're saying online. So I said, why, what's up? And then she said she knows a woman, this other woman, that got in contact online, and she found this guy, and his picture come up. He was an army fella. He was in the army, and he come from Bosnia, I think she said. He said he was stationed in Bosnia.
Yeah.
Right. And everything was going well, and he said he wanted to send her something, but it couldn't go through customs. Could you send me £500?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She sent him £500.
Oh, she did send it.
She sent it through that yellow thing, what you call
it? Like Western Union or something.
Western Union.
So she done that. And then a month or so later, he wanted another £500. So she done it again.
Yeah.
Well, in the end, he had all her savings, £10,000, out of her for these savings. So she thought, I'll go and find him. So she paid to go to Bosnia, and she went out. She even went to where he's supposed to be stationed and everything. She went there and found out he wasn't even a soldier. Wasn't a soldier. It wasn't. They've not heard of that name or anything. On that.
So she's gone all the way out there, and this don't even exist.
Yeah, it didn't exist.
Yeah, and that's happening all too frequently.
Of course it's happening
a lot.
It came
through Africa.
Yeah. Right, before we finish, fact of the week. A pregnant goldfish is called a twit. Did you know that?
No.
Pregnant goldfish is called a twit. Let's get one more.
Mel, he said that woman that hit that barrier up there didn't get killed.
No.
Jellyfish and lobsters are considered biologically immortal. They don't age and they'll never die unless they're killed. Jellyfish and lobsters. Facts of the week. Right, thank you both very much for being open, honest.
Yeah, that was good.
Being
was good
excellent video, guests so. In the studio. You can come back again, definitely.
Let's give those and Malcolm a round of applause.
Yeah, a big round of applause from the streets.
Those are Malcolm.
And we'll see you again very soon. So thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Bye.
That was excellent.
Bye.
Bloody brilliant.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast after sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat. The only way to watch two random sheets. They live their lives on the road just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to watch two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just for jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, feel